10, and alarm frequency is 1.
GFW Mobile.
Young man, KM4NAP.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing on this fine spring morning?
And enjoying it. I'm enjoying this nice, comfortable weather.
That's definitely awesome weather. I stepped outside to take the dog out this morning. It's like, man, it is nice out here.
It's all night long. And I tell you what, it makes it a lot easier on this old man.
Yeah, you ain't running the heat wide open and freezing to death or getting soaking wet, right?
You got that right. Phone the radio last night.
Two contacts. I didn't get on till late. I had to walk the dog and get something to eat and that, but I made that Barbados on a 20-meter, and then I just heard an individual, older gentleman, calling CQ from out of Oklahoma. So I talked to him about 15 minutes until the band conditions just went away and we couldn't hardly talk anymore. But he had a lot of noise on his end. The static was like a S7 already on his end, so he was really struggling. I was good on my end.
Static on mine last night for some reason. I've got to find out where it's coming from.
When we hear somebody in the distance, it's pretty good on mine, but you're way down in the weeds on yours.
Well, it's that cell tower that's across the road from the house.
Could be. I know a lot of things affect it.
That old 5G on it, I ain't too fond of that.
I made about, I don't know, 35 or 36 contacts in it, but I got British Columbia a couple of times, so I thought that was really doing something, and I managed to get two operators that were 5-7 for me, but they were just, one was on 7244 and the other was on 7245, and managed to get it separated enough to make contact on both of them.
It's all split in a fine hair.
And you know what I mean, when I hear a distant station and that, and try to see if I can't pull him in or pull him out enough to make contact on it, you know.
Hamster yet.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yeah, I've been looking at the DX charts, and I know there's a DX expedition, but I can't find the website again down there off the coast of Chile. But I looked on a couple of websites, and there's a bunch of things going on, you know what I mean, that are happening. And I see if we had the extra band, United Kingdom has a thing every month on a Wednesday for 1 hour, and that it's a contest. And I thought, man, that'd be interesting.
Be a major pile up. Your Trinidad come in last night. About 6.
The time I was trying to get on, and that it was just didn't seem like 40 was all that good last night.
Not on my end. I was talking to a guy in New Hampshire and cleared with him, and Trinidad came in and spoke to him.
Yeah, good deal. Does that give you another country?
Dad, about 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up with you. I'm up to 9 now.
Maybe 5 years to get 37.
Might have to try real hard, right?
Yeah. Believe me, you'll get there quicker than what you think you will.
9 countries in just a little over a month, that's not too bad. And considering that I've never been on HF and I'm still in that learning curve.
In 1 month, you can't complain. That's something to be proud of. Get Montana, North Dakota, Idaho, and Alaska, and I'll have my 50.
Happens start crossing them off. And at, I know I got quite a few, mostly on the east, a little bit on the west. I mean, I got Texas and Arizona and that. Tried to get Washington State the other day, but it just, he was just too far down in the weeds. He had too much static on his end to get him. But I know I'm capable. I just got to get there. And that, but, yeah, I'd like to get all of them, but it seems like if you catch them when they're having their Q-cell party, it shouldn't be too awful hard.
You go to your logbook on QRZ and click on awards, and different categories will come up. And if you'll click on it, it'll show who you have and who you don't have.
Yeah, I'm still trying to learn on that one. And I applied for the logbook of the world, so I just got to wait for my little passcode to come in the mail.
It came in the mail and it never worked.
I'll have to see. I ain't too much on all of that. I just got to try to figure it out. So hopefully they try to make it too complicated where the normal person can't do anything.
I'm not a normal person, so I guess that leaves me out in the backyard, huh?
Copy that one. KN4TFW.
I thought I heard Al a little while ago. I was busy and couldn't get to the radio. Al, you out there, boy? Must be snoozing. He must be curled up with the cat.
He had out into the hallway and closing the door and letting him sleep on his own, and that way he didn't keep waking him up. And that, but I talked to him yesterday on the way in, and that he said, you got it done early. How you running today?
On schedule today.
Yeah, Mike's off today, so he won't be on the radio, he said.
Back from vacation. Oh, sorry, Rattle.
Vacation, anybody I know?
He's an undercover banker, do you?
I don't know. He just, he must just been there a long time and accumulate a lot of vacation. But, I mean, I can't say anything. I got about 200 hours stored up.
I don't get no vacation time on this thing. So, enjoy them vacation days for me.
Yeah, I think I accumulate about 20 hours a month. So, that's not too bad.
I got throwing on sports.
Working on the median bushes here, and he got the truck half in the left-hand lane. And well, that's okay. He's got his little lights on the top, but he's got his headlights shining in front of you. You can't see nothing.
I was on the wreck. Now I have to pay for it.
In the dark.
There's the traffic.
Again, I was talking to an operator. He was on a retired Navy ship up there in Pennsylvania that was dry docked. And I guess the club had a radio on the ship and that. And it was going to be one of the last times that they were going to be able to broadcast from that ship and that. And that was pretty cool.
I've done a couple of radio clubs. There's one on that ship up in Wilmington, North Carolina. And then there's one down in Alabama. I'll talk to those two.
Pennsylvania. Check into the Alabama net and the South Carolina net last night.
Thing about doing this line of work, I've got to be in bed when all the good stuff comes on at night. Yeah. I went in the lottery and we can all retire.
Yeah, we can only hope, right?
Gross. P5D. I'm having to put hand insert an advertisement in the paper, and I tell you what, it's slowing me down.
Aggravating. KN4TFW.
But if I win the lottery, I'll buy everybody a Yaesu FTDX 9000.
A new radio compared to the one you sold me.
It's got just more filters and whistles on it than one I sold you, but as far as being a workhorse, they're about even.
I didn't know how good you thought it was on that, but as long as you're getting out and making contacts, that's good.
Got that one was for the filters and stuff, so I could sort of filter people out a little bit better. Now, you can add filters to that one. I don't know what they would cost.
I really need to learn this one pretty good first, and then I can work on that stuff.
Be pleased with it. I hope so, anyway.
So far on that, see, if I told Susan I wanted another radio, she'd say, what's wrong with the radio that you got?
Look at her and say, I need one for in the house, and I'll take this one and put it in my truck.
One in the truck. Then maybe I could make some, seems like the good contacts and that, and the 20 meter and 17 meter, you know, I mean, that's happening during the day and that, and I'm tied up or I'm riding or something.
Putting one in here, but I ain't quite made my mind up yet.
I tried to get that guy in Nambia the other day on 17 meters for over an hour, but I just couldn't get through the pile up.
Come again. You'll get another shot at him.
This country stay down there on like 17 and 20.
Heard anybody on 17 before?
You know that website DX Heat, I had it up, you know, and it was popping up all these other countries, and if I could manage to find one that was in a band that I was capable of getting, you know, I'd tune over there and see if I could hear him, and I tuned over there, and bam, there he was.
Sometime today, send me that page, that way I can get it in my computer and look at it.
xheat.com. And it'll just keep popping up and scrolling up where everybody is. But I think it also has one of those on QRZ. And you go to database or something, and there's one on QRZ that it'll start telling you countries that people are getting.
Let's see.
Send you a text, and I say so-and-so's on, and it's just the oddball frequency. That's just because I saw it.
When we get that extra class, it'll open up a lot of frequencies, and we will go wild.
I just got to try to get closer to you before you do that, so that you don't get too big of a jump on me. KN4TFW.
Beat so you can catch up with me.
Used to some of those other country call signs. That takes a minute. The Barbados one, it had a number, a letter, and a number, and then two more letters. So it's like, man, you got to really make sure you copied it down right.
It's like the guy that came in from Trinidad. He was 9K7KAK, if I'm not mistaken.
Those DX maps with the world map with the country codes and everything on it.
Give me one when I bought this new radio, but I've never looked at it.
Shows the whole world at the same time.
Up on the wall.
It really helps me. It's got a legend down at the bottom, and if you can hear the first couple of letters, you can figure out what country it is pretty good.
I like to get them and then find out where they come from, so it's a little bit of a surprise.
Surprise for me, but doesn't start with a W, a N, or a K, right?
I'm going to surprise it, too. Your mind up in Pennsylvania. I was listening to radio one afternoon, and I heard a guy using his call sign.
Good.
No, he got on the radio and went back to him and asked him where he got it. And the guy said, oh, this is my granddaddy. He said, that's a lie because it's mine. He said, after he said that, that guy just flat disappeared.
And anybody'd want to do that because, I mean, it's not like it's real, real hard to get a license, right?
Want to study and get it. I mean, it's not that bad. I studied about 6 weeks for both of them and got tech and general off the same day. I should have went ahead and tried for the extra to see what I'd missed, but my brain was already fried enough.
On the ARL website, that the question pool starting in July, they took 90 questions out, changed 130-something of them, got rid of some of the easy ones and some of the really hard ones, and then threw in a bunch of, I think, 40-something new ones and that about digital and that.
To get a mind before they do that, because I know nothing about digital and don't plan on ever using it.
Kind of with you on that one. I don't know. Maybe, but I'm thinking I like this one, the way it is. I mean, I wouldn't mind eventually someday having an old tube radio, you know what I mean, seeing what you could do with it.
I've got no tube type radio. It's Blackface Tempo 1. And it probably in the last 6 months. I need to get it out and get it going. The power supply on that thing weighs 23 pounds.
Ooh, man, that's a big radio.
Big power supply. I would say the radio probably don't weigh, but maybe 12, 13 pounds at the most. Hardly, but I can put a table up on the front porch and sit in my rocking chair and sit up there on that table and hook up that 40-meter antenna.
Yeah, that'd work.
Amplified D104 wired up for it. I got a hand mic. I had to get it special made in England. Nobody in the U.S. Could make it.
I've made it here to workplace and that, so I'll say 73. Hope you get home pretty quick and that, and maybe you can get on the radio for a few minutes and that, and I'll say 73. Hope to catch you in the morning, or I'll text with you this afternoon if somebody's good on the radio, but I got class, so I'll have to leave for class by about 6. So KN4TFW.
Made in safe. Don't work too hard. Have a good night at the class and make sure you learn enough to teach me. And I'll catch you in the morning, and I'm about 5 minutes away from home because I'm done myself. So KN4NAP, sending 73s.